You're sick, mate, aren't you? You're sick as a bloody dog.
I am sick. I'm a sick bird. Yeah.
You're sick as a bloody dog, mate.
Yeah, although I do feel a bit better than I did.
Well, you don't bloody sound sound rough as, pal.
It's such a weird... I mean, I don't even know what it is, but it's really like I woke up yesterday morning and my eyelids were all swollen.
Angie, you've got to get to weird, the doctors, isn't it? Man.
But they've gone down now. They've gone down. I just kind of got a bit of a sore throat, bit of a headache.
I think you need to get to the doctors, pal.
But yeah, I feel like, you know, when you're like starting with a cold, but I felt like I've been getting cold for about the last 2 or 3 weeks and nothing has actually come out. But I feel like I'm the start of a cold and I just need it to come out and then that's going to make me feel a whole lot better. But that doesn't seem to be happening.
Well, you know, not to babyfy you or anything, but I would be phoning 111. Not 11. Yeah, 111 tonight. I get confused sometimes between 111 and 101.
What is the difference?
So 101 is the police.
Yes. I might phone 101.
And I say to people, look, if you're not feeling better, call 101. And they're like, do you mean 111? Oh, yeah, don't call the police. They're not going to be able to do anything.
They should have really made those two numbers a bit more different, shouldn't they? You know, I could be calling the police saying I've got swollen eyelids and I don't feel right. What, can you help me?
And they'll say no.
Are you joking around? Is this a prank call?
Yes. Anyway, I've got a question for you.
Okay, yeah.
So it's come in as sort of like a dickish behaviour, annoying, what do you think to this kind of vibe? And I thought, oh, instead of putting it in that main segment, this is a good question for Angie.
Okay, yeah.
Picture the scene. You're at the petrol pump.
Yes.
You're about to fill up.
Yeah.
Are you using a plastic glove?
No.
What do you think about those people that do use plastic gloves?
I think it's a bit weird.
Me too. That's what Lucy said.
Yes.
Why is the point of people using those gloves at the pump?
Isn't it something to do with diesel or something?
Yes, but don't you think it probably became more popular in those COVID times?
Oh, big time. People were I think people big in the glove use then.
I think people have carried that over.
Absolutely have. Yeah. I still see people walking around supermarkets in with masks. Gloves on.
And masks.
Yeah. And then I'm like, they're probably the vulnerable.
Or they just TVs and they realise that we're out of
or
the pandemic.
They just like wearing gloves and masks.
Yeah.
You know, some people really took to it, didn't they?
Because Mal uses a glove.
Do you know, when you asked that question, I was thinking, I think Mal uses a glove.
Yeah, Mal loves a glove at a pump.
It just doesn't even cross my mind to use a glove.
I hate putting petrol in my car.
I know you do.
It's one of the biggest annoyances of my life. And I have started playing petrol roulette to the nth degree.
Do you enjoy it?
No, I hate it. But I hate putting petrol in my car. So it's just such a waste of money, man. I hate it.
Oh, I know it is. Well, you should think about going the old hybrid, mate.
I actually think I should go electric.
You should. But then I think you always have to think about, you know, how far you can actually go. Because really, it's your Teslas that are...
It's your Teslas.
They are dominating that field.
Yeah, and those pumps are everywhere and you can
exactly.
only... Yeah, it's your Tes. Yeah, it's hybrid. Tes. Maybe I find hybrid a bit dickish.
Why?
I don't know. I just find it a bit dickish.
But surely that would be a good middle ground for you. You know, you would have
a plug-in? You mean a plug-in hype?
A plug-in hype. Yeah. You know, it would mean you wouldn't have to be filling up as regular, which would, you know, that's a big, big pet peeve for you, isn't it?
It pisses me off.
It doesn't really bother me.
I don't want to stand around at a pump any longer than I need to. I am out, I am in, I am gone. I'm out at the pump. I don't want to be dicking around with a glove.
No, definitely not the glove use.
No, the glovage. No. It's not for me.
It is not for me either. And it doesn't even cross my mind. Are they still where the bin is?
Yes.
I mean, I don't even get out of the car and think, better put a glove on.
No, it just doesn't ever come. I do get back in the car from putting petrol in my car and hand sanny.
Do you still hand sanny?
Oh, after the petrol pump, yeah.
Oh, Oh, I don't even do that.
Those things are like germtastic, aren't they?
Yeah, as long as you don't put your hands in your mouth.
Well, no, but then you're putting them on your steering wheel and the germs transfer to the steering wheel. And if you've got a manual, you're putting it on the gear stick, you're putting it on the windows. Before you know it, your car's covered in petrol-based germs.
Are you still quite big into the hand sanny?
I love a sanny.
I love a sanny. I only really sanny when I'm in London, when I'm in that there London town.
Oh, the tube. You've got a sanny tube.
Yeah, I mean,
tube.
Big time sanny.
Oh, my God. That is, I reckon the tube is the equivalent to the underneath your nail, that dirty.
Oh,
you know, they say like the underneath your nail is dirtier than around the rim of your toilet.
Round toilet.
I feel like the whole of the tube is London's nail bed.
It is one of those places that
rank.
You do come out of it and you feel like, I actually feel quite filthy.
Yeah. Mm. And not in the spank me up sense.
spank me up. Not sort of spank me filthy.
No, not sort of 50 Shades filthy.
No, absolutely grimy, disgusting, under my nails, up my nose.
Black bogies filthy. Yeah.
Although, do you know, you don't get so many black bogies when you go on the Lizzie line.
No, well, that's very posh, isn't it?
Lizzie's
done well there.
Lizzie has actually changed my life.
Yeah, I know.
Extent.
You absolutely love that line. It's like, we'll take the Lizzie line. No, we won't go. No, don't go from Paddington. Take the Lizzie line. No, let's go on the Lizzie line.
Straight through, mate.
Yeah.
Literally.
Let's drive to the other side of Bracknell, which is 4 hours.
Yeah, just to get on
to pick up the Lizzie line.
Well, you know, I mean,
Joel, you'll take me, won't you, to the over the other side of Reading for the Lizzie line. You'll take me at 6:30 in the morning, won't you, Joel?
And you know what? He would.
Now, I know a lot of people who follow me on the gram will know this, as will you.
Yes.
But I am slowly becoming the world's strongest woman.
You're slowly becoming a wanker. That's what you're coming with.
Honestly, mate, this class yesterday, holy shit. So for those of you that don't follow me on Instagram, why the hell not?
Yeah. A lot of wanker behaviour is going on there, so get on it and watch.
Get on it. You can take the piss out of me.
Yeah.
But yesterday, I went to it's called the Strong Women's Sunday, and it's a class in the town where I live.
Yeah.
And we carried the yokes, which is like, a yoke is like, essentially a yoke looks like a shelving unit.
Yes.
That you pick up and carry
something
on your
back.
Something
you'd find in IKEA or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you pick, it's like metal, and then they add weights to it and you have to pick it up and carry it.
Yeah.
I lifted a car lift with a tire on it. I was like, yes.
Yes.
I did the farmers.
See, can you now imagine, guys, the amount of wanker behavior you're going to be establishing, you're going to be witnessing?
Honestly, mate, I felt like a badass bitch. Honestly,
you felt like Jeff Capes.
Listen, I don't know how Jeff felt when he won the World's Strongest Man, but I think I've got a good idea.
I think you're very close to that.
So when I did the yokes, which is the thing that looks like a metal shelving unit, yeah? So I went in, stood under it, and I was like, so I lifted it. I was like, I can't walk with that. And the guy was like, that's fine. Just do some up and downs with it. You know, just do
up
some lifts with it.
Yeah.
Just stay in the same spot and lift it and drop it and lift it and drop it. So did that. Then it was somebody else's turn, so I moved. Second time I went in under, lifted it.
Mm.
And he said, right, balance yourself.
Yeah.
And so I did. And he said, I reckon you can walk with that. Oh, my God. Walking up and down with that on my back. I finished, came out from underneath it and went, I feel like a badass. And everyone cracked up.
Do people cheer and whoop?
Yeah, yeah. Well, wow. One of the girls there, about 6 months ago, she pulled a lorry.
What?
Yeah.
She actually is Jeff Capes.
She actually is. That's going to be me, mate. Next, stop pulling lorries.
Yes.
Yeah.
I reckon you could start getting into World's Strongest Woman.
I'm becoming strong. I'll tell you that now.
I mean, we're going to turn on the telly one day and you're going to be strapped up.
Flexing my muscles.
Yeah, you'll have one of those sort of like big belts on.
Well, they wear those. Some of the other women have the belt.
Well, there
the big
you go,
belt.
Then. Yeah, you need to get yourself one of those, mate.
And they have the old chalk.
Yeah, chalking up.
Chalking up.
You are going to be entering World's Strongest Woman competitions.
Well, I'm telling you this now. Today has been interesting with the aches. Oh, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. It's been like, yeah. And even my thighs, man. Mm. Oof.
What about sitting down on the toilet?
That hasn't been too bad, you know.
Oh, okay, fine.
No, it's my thighs have been just a bit achy. It's been sort of my arms took a pelting yesterday. They took an absolute pelting. Honestly.
So is this something you're going to do every Sunday?
Sunday, yeah, 10 o'clock.
Strong Women Sunday. Didn't they used to do Ski Sunday?
What, this place that I go to? I don't know. I'm not sure if Ski Sunday was a thing for them. I'll find out. I'll ask Dean.
I just always, whenever I hear like things like that, I always think of that theme tune. Do you know the theme tune?
No. Isn't that something to do with football? That's Grandstand.
Oh. But isn't that, I thought they did that for Ski Sunday. Where's Tricky? Tricky, Ski Sunday, theme tune.
Now, Angie, I have got something I would like to talk to you about.
Right, yeah, okay.
So we are now friends on the Apple Wanker Watch.
We are, yes, very big into the Apple Wanker Watching.
And
debacle.
I thought between now and next Monday, I might invite you to a competition.
Oh, okay,
because we can compete with each other.
Yeah, I've seen that on there. Yeah.
And let's see. So I did a competition with Cassie a couple of weeks ago. She thrashed me.
Right.
I mean, like... apps, she got like 2,000 and something points.
Oh, what, you get points depending on what
points.
You do.
Yeah, points.
Points with prizes.
Points with prizes. Yeah.
Pete's win prizes.
Pete's win prizes.
Big Pete wins your prizes.
So I thought we could talk about it a bit on the gram.
Yes.
We could do stories. We could show off our, and then we could come back next week because it's 7 days.
Yes.
And we could see who is winning. The Apple Wanker Watch competition.
And what is it, could you have to, what, like, how does it work? Do you just do anything, any form
of
exercise?
It's just about how much activity and exercise you do.
Oh,
it's like, more, if you take more steps than me, if you do more exercise than me, if you, you know, and I think I'm
going to... If I carry 150 kg on my back.
That'll go on.
Fine.
I think I'm actually going to whip your ass.
Okay, fine.
So bring
it. Let's bring it. Let's do it. Let's
After
let's
tonight's
do
episode,
and, yeah.
I will invite you...
To a comp.
A competition.
Comp. Okay.
And next week, we will check back in.
Back in.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Great idea that, Pats.
Amazing.
Amazing.
How's your week been?
I don't want to be harping on, but I just felt a bit under the weather. Do you know what
that's
I mean?
Okay. You harp on, mate.
But I did have a great time on... Friday, because
yes.
I went with my some of my best pals, fun night, and we had lots of nice drinky poos. Went to the Ivy Darling.
Oh, what did you have at the Ivy Darling?
I will not talk for everybody else.
Don't talk for everybody else, please.
I had that. Have you ever had that 1917 set menu thing that they do?
Yes, it's good, isn't it?
Very good, that. And very,
very good.
Very good value.
Yeah.
But do you know what I felt in there? And I think we have discussed this before. In fact, I think the wonderful Joe Coffee that we had on brought this as her tits about getting, you book the table for a slot.
Yes.
Do you know what I felt in there?
What?
We were being rushed.
Ooh.
And that pissed me off a little bit.
That's out of order.
Yeah, because, you know, like when I booked it, they always say, you know, you're going to, if you book it here, if it's a table for 4 years, for 2 hours. I just felt like they were watching the clock because they know, right, we've got to get these in. They got to eat. They got to get out because we got some more people coming in. Mm. And that did like irritate me a little bit. I didn't share that with the group on Friday. I felt it was a bit out of order because it was Riley's birthday.
Right.
But I was sharing it here now.
Share it here. Riley, do you listen? Does Riley listen?
Yes, Riley listens.
Right. Well, we felt that your birthday treat was out of order. I think everyone at Finding the Funny... I think we speak of everyone on Finding the Funny, Nicola, and we think that it was a bit selfish, actually.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
I had another email in from Sarah. Sarah. Even, sorry.
The lovely Sarah.
For those
Sarah.
Of you that don't know, if you didn't listen last week, go back and give last week's episode a listen. We dedicated our episode last week to Sarah, who sent us a wonderful email about how the podcast had seen her through what appeared to be a very, very difficult, rocky time in her life. And she sent us a follow-up email this week that just said, ladies, you two are legends. Laughed and cried my way through the whole episode, which was made even more special as it was recorded Friday the 3rd of May, which was the day of John's funeral. Loved it all as usual. Wheelies, 100% dickish at any age, to be fair. Tony Oleg had me roaring. Marg's telling you to fuck off. Love it. Go, Marg's. Hope Patty had good birthday shenanigans. Sarah. Isn't that amazing that we recorded that episode that was dedicated to her on the day of John's funeral?
That just makes it even more special now.
I know.
I mean, isn't it was special just, anyway, but it feels
I know, but
even
isn't
more
that
so.
Just a lovely, like, full circle?
That is so lovely. Thank you, Sarah, for sending in another email. And
Thank you so much. Right, we had a shitting tits come in from Charlotte Butterfield. Butters.
Charlotte Butters. Okay.
Now, I don't know what this is like, but I feel like this is going to resonate with you a lot.
Right,
and I do feel like I've got some stuff that I can bring.
Yes, okay.
Primary school sports days.
Oh,
massive shitting tits. Now...
Yes.
This is a moment where I'm like, thank fuck I don't have kids.
So you should.
Because I think the primary school sports day is a crock of shit.
It is. It's pointless. It's a completely pointless waste of time.
And the... So firstly, the competition isn't, you know, it's not conducive to the Olympics, which is out of order. Nobody's doing a Olympic spoon race in the Olympics. What are we teaching these kids? Nobody's going to be walking in Paris this year with a beanbag on their head.
No, exactly.
Are they?
Or like jumping in a sack.
So either primary schools do it and put them up to the test.
Yeah.
And make the five-year-olds run 800 metres.
Yeah.
Or don't.
Well, a lot of it now as well is you can't have winners.
Shut up.
No, that's actually...
What? Yeah. You can't have winners?
Yeah, they don't have sort of winners. You don't have sort of first, second, thirds.
Why?
Everyone competes and everyone... Exactly. Why?
What is the point then? What's the point then?
And also, what is that, you know, what is that teaching our children? Oh, you just go through life and just, you know, everyone comes out in the same place. Well, no, you don't.
No, that's not true.
No, you at some point, Johnny, you are going to lose.
But also, that's not fair to Sebastian, who's a really good runner.
And named after Sebastian Coe.
Yeah, exactly. This is Sebastian's moment to shine.
Yes. And there you are, Bobby, going, oh, well, you're not the winner because I came right at the end, but I still won.
We're all the same.
We're all winners.
Actually, I would have liked that because I never would have come last. Because believe it or not, guys, I was not like Sebastian at school.
Well, that's because you didn't get into the world of weightlifting.
Exactly.
You found your thing now. This
I found
it.
I could have walked down as a five-year-old with a massive yoke thing on my back.
Yeah, you could have had yokes on your back and you'd have won everything. Everyone would have been watching Patty with her yoke coming first.
There's no winners now.
Yeah. It's all about, you know, let's not have winners. Not really sure what happened there.
Yeah. The other thing I'd like to say, right, is if you're going to do an egg and spoon race, make them use a proper egg.
Yeah. Like, come on, let's really make this a big
that
risk.
That is going to make them balance it more. Yeah. I mean, a wooden egg, who gives a shit?
Exactly.
Especially if there's no winners. You just drop it, pick it up, drop it, pick it up. Who cares?
Yeah, you want it. If they drop that, the yolk's going everywhere. Yolks.
All over their shoes.
This episode should just be called Yolks.
Yeah. Oh my God, we're bringing up yolks. You know, they stink for the rest of the day. Well, that's your fault, Christopher.
Yeah.
You didn't balance it enough.
You lost the race and you broke the egg.
And then we have, which I think is like the biggest crock of shit about primary school sports days, is the parents' race.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, we never had that shit at our school.
What?
Yeah.
What, when Joel and Ellen were doing primary school shit?
Yeah, I don't think so. Or maybe I just...
sat out of it. You probably just sat out of it.
Yeah.
Talk to me about what it's like going. Is it shit?
Oh, it's I mean, basically, also the other issue with doing any sort of outdoor event is the fucking weather.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the amount of times, yes, we're going to do Sports Day on the 3rd of July. So we'll do it for then. Then we'd like the parents to come along. The 3rd of July comes along. It's pissing with rain. Actually, we can't do it today. We'll put it back a week.
Yeah.
So you literally go through, you just end up, quite often it never happened. Or then they try and do it indoors.
Indoors.
Crock of shit.
I mean, in the school hall. Bollocks.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That is bollocks.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just, I mean, it's literally parents just go a lot. I mean, you obviously get some parents that love it.
You know, there are some involved. Parents that are like they're PTA.
PTA they're
parents.
They're cheering on Sebastian because he's named after Sebastian Coe and he's going to run the race in 0.3 seconds.
But so he's not going to be crowned the winner.
No, because it's not allowed.
No.
And, you know, so you've got some mums, parents, particularly who are on the PTA, very heavily involved and very heavily invested. They will help to make the beanbags for the beanbag race. They will make sacks for the sack race. You know, they'll do all of that. They'll make bunting to shove on a tree or something.
Yeah. And they find the parents' race hilarious, don't they?
Oh, and they are
like, oh, God, come on, everyone. Brian, Jenny, you're in. No, don't try and sit it out, Chris.
Come on,
and you get in your sack. Come on.
Get in your sack.
You're like, oh, God, no.
Yeah. And then you get other mums and parents who are literally like, what the fuck am I doing with my life?
Why am I here? Why did I have kids?
You have those moments. I remember actually one year, because obviously I was in with the sort of naughty mums.
Oh my God, that is... I think I'd have been a PTA mum.
Oh, yeah, you would have been.
Yeah, I think I'd have been a school governor.
You'd have been in there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I think I would have been like, this is part of the community. I think
community.
I'm just paying back. Yeah,
yeah, I'm paying
I wouldn't now, but if I'd have got pregnant in my 30s, I'd have been.
You'd have been in everything.
Oh, I'd have been cake sales.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes. You'd have been on the board of governors.
Yeah, oh,
you'd
for sure. The whole lot.
Yeah, you'd have been the
whole
nine
you
yards.
Were in the naughty mums.
I was sort of with the naughty mums. And I remember one of the many shitty sports days I went to, we all decided to bring some of the old vinos. So we just basically sat. We just sat
and got
drinking. Pissed. Yeah. While they're all just running around. Like,
what? Did you have to smuggle it in?
Yeah, we just sort of... Because what they would quite often do is they would do...
Bring a picnic.
So you'd come in for, like, lunchtime, have a picnic with your kids. They couldn't give a shit that you were there, really.
No.
They'd just piss off running around. So then we'd just find a spot, sit down and just drink
pissed.
And let them just run around doing all their races. I think that's why I probably missed the parents' race because...
There would have always been a parents' race, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so yeah,
without question. But
that
I did
always made
think,
it more fun.
I did think that was a really good shitting tits.
Very good tits from Butters. That
I thought, like, and I feel like there'll be so many people that resonate.
Oh,
because
100%.
I think I look back at primary school sports days now as an adult, and they were shit. I was like, as a kid, they were shit.
Well, and at least then you could have the whole competition
winners.
Of becoming first, second, and third.
Yeah,
yeah.
I wonder whether I bet private schools still do first, second, and third at their sports days.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I bet they go nuts.
Theirs will be like the fucking Olympics, won't
they?
That's what theirs will be like.
And they'll have like podiums and stuff. And Sebastian, if he wins the 100-meter sprint, he will be up on that podium, man.
Yeah. Well, and also, it won't be bring your own picnic. Everything will be provided for you. You'll have people walking around with canapés and glasses of champers. And, oh, Trisha, darling, I think Clarence is just about to run in the 500 metres. Do you want to come over? Bring your champers.
Come and watch him, and then you know what's up next, don't you? It's the parents' race.
You're going to have to run.
We also had a dickish behaviour in from Jenny. So Jenny on the gram sent us a dickish behaviour.
Yes.
And it says this. why am I seeing more and more people walk around London with office headsets as a replacement for normal earphones? At first, I thought maybe someone forgot theirs, but now I've realised this is actually a thing, and I've noticed it more and more. What have I missed, and why are they doing it?
What, so they're walking around like with the headsets yeah, and like, have the you mic?
Not, yeah, have you not seen? I actually, the reason I picked this is because it jogged my memory that I was in Waitrose a few weeks ago and I saw this exact thing.
No.
So he had the... He had the overheads on, yeah. You know, like overhead yeah. cans, mm-hmm. and then he'd popped the mic up the top. No. So I assume it's so he can answer a call. So instead of having the mic on the lapel, like some of them do, he can just whack the mic down and give it a hello. So I think this is now becoming a thing. And I just think, at what point did those people go, yeah, this is a really good idea.
Yes.
Let's have an external mic like we're Madonna.
I can't actually.
I know. I wouldn't have pitched this. I wouldn't have. Well, this is what Jenny's saying. What yeah. have I missed and what is going on? Because I would not have believed this was a thing if I hadn't have seen a few weeks ago. And I remember thinking, that guy's got a work headset on. And actually, looking back now, I should have brought it to the pod. I mean, well yes. done, Jenny.
Yes, thank you, Jenny.
I remember thinking, he's got a mic tucked up by his head. What's he going to do when someone calls? Flip it down.
Do you think this has come about because of more people working from home?
Yeah, I do. I also think, I mean, I hate those people. No, I don't know. Don't say that, Ruth. You don't hate those people. I hate those headsets that are over the head with a mic.
Same.
I think they're dickish. Do people in your company wear them?
There are a couple I have seen.
Everyone where I work has them.
Really?
Everyone. Oh my God. They are.
They're just working even from home. They'll still have them.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So they'll have, and a lot of them will do what this bloke had done in Waitrose. Flip their mic up when they're working, or they'll keep their headset on.
Keep their headphones on, yeah.
And then they'll go to speak in a meeting, and it'll be like, oh no, your mic's
your mic's up.
We can only hear you. Sorry. And then they flip it down. Sorry about that. Now it's becoming a big thing where I work, because historically it's been a one ear headset. You know, you've got the little bit that sits above the second ear.
Yeah.
People are getting new headsets from the IT department, which are two ears, and there's uproar. Because lots of people are saying, how do I get a two ear headset?
What?
Yeah. I just use regular headphones.
Yes.
Yeah, I just use regular headers.
I don't. Unless I'm like in an environment where it's really noisy, and then I will put headphones. I don't even use them.
Well, I'm telling you this, it is massive at my organisation. Every bloody bugger has them.
Do you think it is because they do feel more important?
Superior. Yeah. Massively superior.
If you've got that on with your mic, you are the dogs.
I tell you what did piss me off last week. I was in the office, and somebody was on a call without headphones, and they stayed on the office floor, and it was really annoying.
Oh, that is annoying, actually.
Because you could hear the whole conversation. Everything. Oh, my God. It was like, dude, either put some headphones in or go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Go and get one of your special headsets on.
Jenny has raised that this has now become a thing.
Oh, I'm going to have to open my eyes now.
When you next go into that there London.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I have not noticed this at all.
Well, have a look.
I'm going to. And I am actually, if I see someone, I'm going to take a photo.
Just go right up in their face. Say, excuse me.
I'm going to say, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. What's going on here, Jeff?
Yeah.
Why are you out with your headset on?
Yeah. And I, like, the mic thing is what is weird for me.
I mean, that's almost getting into the realms of, you know, when people used to have, was it like the little, what were the little things you used to clip on your belt? Pagers.
Oh, pagers, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I think it's getting into the realms of the old school Bluetooth speaker.
Yes,
That used to be mic based, didn't it? You could get some that really, just in one ear. Mal used to have one of those. Oh my God, he used to love it.
Mal loved it, yeah.
He was in his car. And then I remember when Mal got to update to a Parrot, which was one of the ones that actually sat on the dashboard of his car. And it was like, I don't know, I think that was the best orgasm Mal ever had. all honesty, when he got to upgrade from a Bluetooth earpiece to a Bluetooth headset.
Do you think it's predominantly men?
Yes, this is men. This is men.
This is men. It's an extension of the penis.
I could see Ian getting into the double can headset with a mic.
Absolutely. And he would go, he'd wander around everywhere with it on.
Oh, he'd absolutely love it.
Yeah. It is an extension of the penis.
It is a penis extension.
Yeah. Oh, you've got an extender. Yeah.
Oh, you've got a boner.
Oh, Jeff, you've come out with your boner on.
Oh, my God, that is hilarious. Jeff's out with his boner on again. Okay, well, look, Angie, look, will you get yourself to the doctors tomorrow if you're still feeling shy?
I absolutely will, yes. Thank you. I'm actually going to go in now and take some drugs.
Great.
Brilliant.
Not illicit drugs.
Oh, no, just a couple of paracetamol.
Over the counter. I mean, I don't want people to think you're going in smoking crack or anything.
No. I'm just going to go in and have some paracetamols.
Well, everyone at Finding the Funny hopes you feel better soon.
Thank you.
I feel like we should do a little plug because this will go out on Wednesday and next Monday, Caroline Hirons comes with her new podcast.
Yes.
So if you're a podcast fan, we've had Caroline on this show. She was a great guest. She was very funny.
She was.
Next Monday, the 20th of May, she's got a brand new podcast starting. I'm glad we had this chat. Wherever you get your podcast, you can find it. I can guarantee it will be brilliant.
It'll be a cracker.
You can find Ange and I both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Angie and I, hopefully with Angie feeling slightly better, will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.